Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Let's get you the latest info from the MLB trade deadline. Of course, the big news, Juan Soto dealt in a blockbuster to the Padres. The Padres also acquired Josh Hader at the deadline, Josh Bell, and Brandon Drury of the Reds, all before 6 p.m. yesterday. The Padres went from 20-1 to win the World Series all the way down to 12-1 as of yesterday. Some other deals that went down at the deadline, the Yankees deal pitcher Jordan Montgomery in exchange for an injured Harrison Bader of the Cardinals. Bader still expected to be in a walking boot for the next couple of weeks. The Philadelphia Phillies acquired Noah Syndergaard from the Angels in exchange for a trio of outfielders, and 33-year-old Royals infielder Whit Merrifield was acquired by the Blue Jays. Merrifield wasn't eligible to play the last time the Royals were in Toronto, so you can assume that the deal came with the provision that Merrifield would get vaccinated, allowing him to play home games for his Blue Jays. He should slot in as their everyday second baseman when that does happen. Also, big news in the NFL, one of the more popular sleeper candidates this year out for the season with an ACL tear. Tim Patrick of the Broncos suffered a knee injury while taking part in practice yesterday for his team. Expect to see a rise in ADP for KJ Hamler, along with elevated confidence and a breakout from Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a risk-free bet up to $1,500. Let's get you a lean worth considering tonight. How about the Mets -1.5 at Washington? They were embarrassed last night upon Jacob DeGrom's return. That ought to wake this Mets team up. Plus, you've got Chris Bassitt on the mound. Not a world beater, but it is worth noting that the Mets have covered the run line in each of Bassitt's last four wins. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial over at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.